1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM, Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. We are chatting with Lamar's boys basketball coach Dave Irwin, as he has just recently become the winningest all-time coach in the history of the Lamar's boys basketball program, breaking Eugene Carey's previous record of 298 career wins at Lamar's Community.
When you first took this job, coach, all the way back in 02, did you ever really imagine reaching any kind of milestone like the all-time wins record here at Lamar's?
No, absolutely not. You know, I took the Lamar's coaching job because I had some familiarity with it. When I first moved to town from Indiana, I got to know Barry Borchers and Cliff Collins, and I kind of messed around with them when Barry was the head basketball coach, and kind of got involved that way. But you know, in 02 when I took the job, I was 31, 32 years old, and those are the furthest things from your mind. You just want to have try to create a competitive program and win as many games as possible. And over the course of 20 years, here we sit.
You know, when you were coaching at North and at Cherokee, I know you were still living, at least when you were at Cherokee, we were living in Lamar's. Did, you know, when you were taking those jobs, did guys like Coach Borchers kind of help you, guide you along and kind of, you know, show you what it means to be a head coach at the high school level?
Well, actually, that came from my family growing up in Indiana. My dad was a high school basketball coach for 39 years. My older brother was a high school basketball coach. My younger brother's a high school basketball coach. So it kind of was in our bloodline. But, you know, Barry and Cliff, when I first moved out here, gave me an opportunity to help with Lamar's basketball, and it just kind of stoked the fire a little bit. I was actually working in sales and decided to go back to school, and I coached at Westmar a couple years right before they closed up, and had a great mentor in Mark Wagner at that time. And yeah, you know, I've kind of utilized my resources all throughout this. And, you know, it's not just guys that were head coaches at one time that were mentors for me. It was a lot of the assistant coaches that I had, a lot of the guys that I coached against. For example, Coach Ekoff up at Western Christian, I had a great relationship with him and tried to pick his brain as many times as I could. So, you know, it's a combination of a lot of different people. And then ultimately the main factor in all of this is I've had some really, really good players. I have some great kids, and, you know, last night after the game, just seeing all the kids that came back to support not only myself, but the entire program, to feel some ownership in it. It was the most humbling experience I've ever had.
Yeah, if you could elaborate on that. I know I saw a lot of former players, obviously knowing a couple from broadcasting Morningside games, come back, and I gotta imagine 20, 30 former players that came back to celebrate that moment with you.
Yeah, and actually it was probably a little more from that. I'm sitting in my office and I'm looking at all 20 team photos that I've had, and there was at least one representative from every single team, and that's amazing in and of itself. And I'm so appreciative of those guys. I love them. They've kept in touch, and I couldn't be prouder to have been their coach and to be able to do this for as long as I have.
You mentioned your dad, and I know, you know, like you mentioned, four decades in coaching. What kind of upbringing lessons did he pass along to you, not only about basketball and coaching and things like that, but also what it meant to be a good person, good man, good husband, good father, things like that?
Well, I had a great family upbringing, you know, family of educators, and we didn't have much. You know, those teachers back in the 70s, they certainly didn't make a lot of money. We didn't want for much either, but just solid values were instilled in me, and I try to do that with my own boys. And I feel very blessed to have had the upbringing that I that I had and the support that they gave me. There's a lot more to life, especially when you start talking about high school sports. There's a lot more to life than high school sports, but when you do something, you want to give it your all and try to help shape young men and to do the right thing and have good character and just be good people. And that's what I've tried to do over the years, try to build relationships with kids and let them know that no matter what, I'll help them along the way if I can.
Mm-hmm. You're, you've told me your dad still, you know, pays attention to a lot of your games, whether it's watching, listening, whatever he can do. Does he ever call you after a game and say, well, you know, why, how come you didn't run this play? Does he ever still give you any coaching or critiques in that way?
Oh, I ask him to, you know, when he's watching, especially now that everything's live streamed, it's so great for them, because I'll ask him to watch and critique and see some things. You know, he's far away and I'm sometimes a little too close to it. And he's given me some good advice. And, you know, I think with any parent in anything that you do, you lean on him for just that little bit of support, and he's always willing, but no, he never comes right out and says, "Hey, dummy, you're doing something wrong." He's always been supportive and just gives, you know, over the course of 40 years, he's certainly seen a lot and a lot of things that maybe I can utilize.
Over your career, you've talked about coaching so many great players, and I know the handful that stand out have to be your own kids there. Alex, the most recent one, obviously. How special were those times to be able to lead your own kids through the high school coaching, through high school basketball, and watch them develop as you know, they got older and became you know, mature young men and mature basketball players as well?
Well, obviously, it's fantastic when you can share experiences with your kids, and I'd be lying if I didn't say it added some stress, because sometimes you forget to be the parent, and you know, you're more of their coach, and that's the last thing you really want to do. But just to go through some of those things with the boys was obviously very rewarding, but I'd also be lying if I said at some point I wasn't glad where I didn't have a horse in the race and I could just coach again and not have to have that dual responsibility. But certainly I wouldn't trade it for anything, because not many people get an opportunity to share those special experiences with their kids.
Mm-hmm. Throughout two decades of basketball coaching, I mean, nobody sticks around that long without having some good foundation, whether that be with your own family or whether that be with your, you know, coaching philosophy and how you go about being a basketball coach. What are some of the things that have guided you as the coach of Lamar's over the last two decades?
Well, I think it's the support I've received from people that I work with, the administration, the community, more importantly, to accept the things that I do. They don't always have, haven't always liked them, but they've always accepted them. You know, I'm a little more of the traditional old school type of coach, and in some places that may not go over the greatest, but, here I've been allowed to just be me and do the things that I feel like need to get done in order to make this program as successful as possible. So it's a combination of so many things. I mean, a lot of things have to go right to be able to do it as long as I've been here, and to have the success that we've had, you know, from all the way from really good players to great support to great assistant coaches. You know, there's a number of people, gosh, I would that have had a hand in all of this. And, you know, it was so awesome to have all that recognition, obviously, last night. But it wasn't so much about me, at least in my mind it wasn't. It was so much about everybody that's been associated with Lamar's the last 20 years.
And has that congratulations, that recognition, all that kind of stuff that you've gotten, not just from people in Lamar's, but from your coaching colleagues all throughout Northwest Iowa. You know, I saw a number of those kind of comments on social media, various social media accounts over the last 12 or so hours. Have those kind of comments and congratulations and recognition, has that been overwhelming in a good way for you?
Oh, for sure. You know, I actually spoke on the phone with Andy Foster from Heelan, who I would have loved to have got 299 against him on Thursday. But I spoke with him this morning. Adam Vanderskaff from Sergeant Bluff reached out. So, yeah, you know, it's I think a lot of people recognize that the commitment it takes to be someplace so long and then to have, be blessed enough to have good enough players to win that many games. They recognize that. And, you know, it's something that not everybody's going to be able to do, and that's what's so rewarding about it.
All right, last thing for you, the million-dollar question. You know, Coach Carey, obviously, a longtime coach, almost 30 years, and guided to a couple state championships. Of course, the old gym named the Carey Gym. Will we see the new gym be renamed the Dave Irwin Gym in the next few years?
You know, it's funny. I've had a number of people say that. You know what? That has been the furthest thing from my mind. I've never even thought about it, but no, I know it's been talked about, but that's not something that I'm going to concern myself with at all. That it's kind of funny to, because that's just something that doesn't happen. So.
Right.
We've been speaking to Dave Irwin, the head coach of Lamar's boys basketball, after breaking Eugene Carey's all-time coaching wins record at Lamar's Community High School, here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.